How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Good evening. Welcome aboard wherever you are. Welcome to Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell, part of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the world here on Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203, and the internet app 967 on Sirius Satellite. We look forward to it, American Forces Radio Network as well. On a busy Wednesday into a Thursday, weather. I mean, the weatherman has got his hands full going into a holiday weekend, all the travel. We're going to put up a weather, we'll put up a meteorologist tomorrow. Maybe grab one from Chicago or maybe in the Midwest. So, you know, Chicago, somewhere in the Midwest, and kind of look at this storm because it's going to make for crazy travel. So we'll get into that. But the world of sports and entertainment is why we're here. We got a lot to get to in your phone calls at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. And later on, New England broadcaster Paul Rogers going to join us, talk some Patriots. A lot of rumblings. And, you know, I mean, the talk radio I listen to, 98.5 The Hub in Boston, EEI, even some of the other ones, even the national shows hinting Belichick, you know, has he lost control of the team? Is Kraft really growing tired of Belichick? I find that hard to believe, so we'll get into that. Plus, one of the high-profile owners of the NBA, very much in the news as nuptials, wedding bells going to ring for her, and a big feud in morning television on the Peacock NBC. We'll get into that. Plus, there's big news on the NFL Sunday Ticket. Millions of people across America frustrated with DirecTV. You know, the Sunday Ticket's been a disaster. So we're going to tell you, Wall Street Journal, other sources, looks like it's going to get awarded. We're going to tell you that surprising news and a major shocking upset, a matinee game in the Midwest, a shocking upset in college basketball. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. Plus, we'll break down week 16 of the NFL. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, American Forces Radio Network. We're coming right back.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
All right, talking about the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM, Sirius 217 XM 203, 967 on the digital app if you got that. We're going to talk some NFL Sunday ticket. That's big news. I mean, it's billions of dollars, $2 billion a year in revenue off the Sunday ticket. So we'll get into that. And, you know, we're going to just spend some time on that. It's a huge topic and a lot of people affected by that because a lot of people, like they mentioned, two markets in particular, Detroit and Cleveland, you know, they just they don't get their local games. They have to go to DirecTV. It's expensive, and YouTube is up, wired, and ready to go. Wall Street Journal's got that report, so we got that as well. You know, listen, in the NFL Week 16, all the player all the playoff ramifications. Whether I think I heard the number six or seven games that they're forecasting right now could be dramatically impacted by the weather situation that we're seeing unfolding right now in the Midwest. So later on in the program, we'll kind of get into specifics. Tomorrow, we're going to put up a meteorologist because this is the time of year, December, where if it's not indoors, you're playing outdoors. It's going to be a huge factor. Now, we thought that would be the situation with Miami on Saturday night up in Buffalo where they had another snowstorm and Buffalo won it, a walk-off field goal, 32-29. And dispelling once again the notion that teams south of the Mason-Dixon line can't play in the cold weather. You know, not all the guys on the Miami Dolphins, you know, played college ball in the south. A lot of them did, don't get me wrong. And a lot of guys, you could say that about any NFL team. But the fact of the matter is, you play in cold weather, you play in snow, you play in rain. The only thing that stops an NFL game, seriously, is lightning. And even then, they don't postpone it. They delay it until the lightning subsides. That's the only thing that stops football. You know, they don't play baseball in the rain. They rain it out. But soccer, football, they play. NBA games are more likely to get washed out by a leaky roof, and they can't plug the leak, and the floor gets wet. Or the ice, in the old days, they used to share the arena. In most cases, they still do. They lay down the floor over the ice. There's some, you know, heat, condensation. Then some moisture forms on the floor, and they've had to postpone and cancel games. So there you go. But the weather has already played havoc in the Midwest with some college games being scrubbed and some games being moved. And obviously I'm based in the Midwest, and the Iowa fans are all over social media. They were huge favorites, 32, 31 points, whatever. I don't like to reference point spreads for obvious reasons, but they – They got beat outright today by Eastern Illinois. It's just McCaffrey. I mean, the Iowa Kirk Ferentz took a lot of heat this year. Obviously, his son Brian Ferentz on his staff. Now Franny Mack, Fran McCaffrey, the head coach at Iowa. He's not going to hear the end of this one. Eastern Illinois, Charleston, Illinois. Anybody tell me where Charleston, Illinois is? Come on, without looking. Go ahead. Text me, 515-380-6569. Charleston, Illinois. Where is it? Now, it's Eastern Illinois, so, you know, that's kind of a dead giveaway. But, I mean, you know. But if you do a little history, you know, do a little wiki search, Tony Romo, which I knew, Sean Payton, former coach at New Orleans, Eastern Illinois, former quarterback there, Jimmy Garoppolo, currently on the IR with the 49ers with the broken foot, former Patriot, Jimmy Garoppolo, a Chicago kid, Eastern Illinois, Jerry Van Dyke, and did I say Romo, Tony Romo? So Eastern Illinois has got a little football pedigree, but they shocked the college basketball world today. And it was, I believe, double-digit or nine-point victory. I mean, that is just an embarrassing loss for the Iowa Hawkeyes. But, you know, listen, they moved the start time. The weather, probably, I would say, darn close to an empty. I haven't seen any highlights. I would figure probably darn close to empty Carver Hawkeye, so it felt like a scrimmage. And the Iowa kids didn't come to play, and that's a dangerous spot because for the Eastern Illinois kids, including Kenyon Hodges, who hung 22 on him, a kid out of junior out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. PJ Carlissimo's kid, Kyle, laces it up for the Panthers of Eastern Illinois, although he did not play today. Don't know his status, whether he was just a DNP coach's decision or if he's out hurt. Kind of a bit role player with the ball club, but Kenyon Hodges, 22 today. So there you go. So a little shout-out for Eastern Illinois here on national and international radio. All right, the other thing going on in the world of sports, of course, is the, you know, the NFL, and obviously it's National Signing Day. The big news, of course, is the kid that was going to go to Florida State, Travis Hunter. And it does this not just sum up where we are with college sports today? So here's Travis Hunter, who is committed to play at Florida State. He then decommits Florida State and commits to Jackson State in Deion Sanders. Well, unless you've been on Mars on vacation, you know that Deion Sanders has since left Jackson State and has taken over the reins as the head football coach at the University of Colorado Boulder with the Buffaloes. So does this just not some – so, of course, he's not going to go to Jackson State now. We don't know where he's going to go unless it's been made official, and I haven't checked, and I will during the break. But Travis Hunter, of course, today is the early window for National Signing Day. And what does he do? If you want to see my announcement, sign up on my YouTube channel. That's college kids today. That's just the way they are. It's all about the money. And I know the people in Iowa are licking their wounds because they lost Caden Proctor, one of the top-rated, if not the top-rated, offensive linemen in the country. He committed to Iowa back in late June. He decommitted and now is signed with Alabama. And, you know, a lot of people are scratching their head, why? Well, first of all, Alabama puts a lot of guys – first of all, Alabama puts you on national television on CBS every week for the most part. Alabama, obviously, is one of the most tradition-laden, successful college football programs ever, whether we like it or not. And we always like to shoot down the high and mighty, and they are high and they are mighty. And they win big. They win national championships, just not this year. But the name, image, likeness, you hear about it, nil, next to nil. Name, image, likeness. That's why Caden Proctor did not commit to Iowa. Case closed. This is a money situation. No one wants to admit that. No one wants to feel that way. The families, the student athletes don't want to admit it. It's money. It's that and your path to the NFL. Now, Kirk Ferentz doesn't have to take a backseat to too many programs. He gets a lot of his kids, the talented kids from Iowa, especially the linemen, a few linebackers, a few defenders, a couple of other skill guys. They get to the NFL. So Proctor, so if there's that, you know, if you just compartmentalize it and say, well, his ability to, you know, hone his craft at Iowa, hone his craft at Alabama, it's a bigger stage at Alabama, number one. Number two, he's going to get more money. He and his family, Caden Proctor, is going to get more money from the name, image, likeness at Alabama in Tuscaloosa than he would in Iowa City. It's that simple. The prestige and the cash. There's no other way to look at it. If you get into other stuff, then you're just deluding yourself. You're kidding yourself to think that there's any other reason. And listen, the recruiting process has changed now. Not only do you have to recruit a kid and sign him, you have to keep him held sway. You have to keep him. You have to nurture. You have to be all hands on deck. And nothing's safe. Nothing's sacred. Your word doesn't – a commitment, a verbal right now in college recruiting is as worthless as the breath that is expended to utter the word, yes, I'm coming. It doesn't mean a thing. And I'm not attacking the character. It's just the lay of the land. It's the way it goes. You verbally commit, and then everyone backs off. But anymore, you can't back off. When someone verbally commits, you go to work and you roll up your sleeves and you keep firing away. And that's what Alabama did. That's what Nick Saban did. That's what Deion Sanders is doing. It's what Kirby Smart's doing. It's what every coach in America is doing and should be doing, because that's the landscape. All right, we come back. We're going to head out to New England. We're going to take a look at the Patriots and their unsettled situation. We'll go around the NFL a little bit later on. We can squeeze in a call at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. I'm Marty Terrell, Sports Byline Broadcast. Keep it right here, calling all sports.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line. Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Sports here on Sports Byline broadcast. Marty Terrell across the country and around the world. We're also on the American Forces Radio Network, part of Sports Overnight America. I love this guy's voice. I really do. If we could get him to drink a little hard, I shouldn't say whiskey or anything like that. That's not nice. But he's just got that deep voice. He reminds me of Johnny Most, except he doesn't yell and scream. He's a good friend and a broadcasting colleague of mine, and known him for the last 4 years, and I love the man. His name is Paul Rogers. He hails from New England. He's got a home out in the Berkshires, most beautiful, idyllic part of the country. We'll even do a little Berkshires travelogue. Stockbridge, Otis, Pittsfield, Lee, Lennox. Beautiful area out there. Paul Rogers, welcome aboard, pal. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for the warm welcome, Marty. And thanks for having
me. How you doing,
me.
Buddy? Hey, you survived the Patriot game on Sunday. Now, be honest with me. Take me through. Where were you watching? Kind of give me the little sing-along or the little travelogue here for your watching the Patriots and the Raiders on Sunday. Go ahead.
Well, to be honest, I only saw the last minute of the game. I wasn't
for real?
Yeah, well, Christmas activities, you know how they are, Christmas. But what I saw was Jacoby Myers try a play that I have never seen the Patriots try before in all the years Belichick has been coaching out there in Foxborough. He has never allowed the team to do anything like that. I know he could have stepped out of bounds and put the game into overtime. It's my feeling that Bill Belichick, as he is planning on making a personal move in the future and has become far more flexible as a coach in allowing the team to make its own decisions at some point in time during games. And this one backfired. And so goes the history of the New England Patriots as they struggle to rebuild.
Well, that was a brutal game. It really was. All right, so you got a theory on Belichick. You think he might be winding down, Paul, in all honesty? I mean, you and I talked off the air. You caught me off guard with that one a little bit. Tell me why you think that might be the case.
He is allowing the quarterback to make far more decisions without his interjections this year more than I've seen in many years. He has been a stalwart manager who always has his nose in the decision-making, even with Tom Brady. He left Tom to make many decisions, but often proved himself as a coach with the final decision. And his flexibility over the last 2 years has proven to be far more evident in previous years.
I'll tell you what, so
I think that he may be winding down with the idea that, I might as well relax a little and let the players make more decisions. And, he could be planning his retirement.
You know what, though, Paul? He would be a prime candidate, I think, to be kicked upstairs, maybe take over the front office. Although I don't know if do you want to be a coach and have Belichick looking over your shoulder? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
The idea of him taking over as the football operations and even general manager, I don't know if that would work. I think he would intimidate even the young coaches coming up with him, with BB looking over your shoulder. How about that take real quick?
Well, his history with recruiting and other leadership roles has not been as good as his coaching. He has a long history of his recruiting mistakes. He's made mistakes in recruiting. He's made mistakes in the general managing area of the team, and him and the owner have often had to have a couple conversations over the last, I mean, he's been with New England for over 25 years, I think. So, but over the years, he's not done as well as a manager in the office or in the recruiting aspect as he has on the sidelines.
Funny you talk about recruiting. Using a college term there, the draft, but coaching too. I mean, getting coaches to come and go. He sent a lot of assistants, Weiss, McDaniel, O'Brien, the list goes on. Dayball. I mean, a whole bunch of good Judge. I mean, we could sit here all night and name the assistants, but you know, his coaching tree, when they've gone and spread their wings elsewhere, hasn't really worked out all that well, Paul. I mean, when you think disciples of Bill, other than Dayball with the Giants, a lot of these guys have not done all that well. How about that?
Well, they are doing pretty good now. His own former coach assistant beat him this week, didn't he?
Yeah, I suppose. But that's one game. Don't get crazy. That's one game.
Well, who's the coach at Detroit? What's his name?
Dan Campbell?
No, not Dan Campbell. It's not Detroit. I'm thinking of that one of his players became a coach.
Oh, Mike Vrabel, Tennessee.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Tennessee.
Yeah,
Tennessee
is
doing very well.
Yep.
Tennessee has done very well. They play a hardcore football game, and a lot of that is probably the influence of Bill Belichick on that player has helped him develop a team at Tennessee that's doing pretty good.
But, He's done all right. I'll give you that a little bit. You think the Patriots, okay, they've got Cincinnati, Miami, and Buffalo in their final three, Paul. We're talking to Paul Rogers out in New England on the Patriots. What do you think? Do they, I mean, out of the three, can they go 2-1 and get into the play? I don't think they're getting in. In fact, I think they're going to lose all three, to be honest with you.
I would say you're on the mark. They'll lose all three, but the scores might not be washouts. I think the scores could be both in the 20s with both teams, maybe 27-21, like that. But I doubt very much that they can beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati is rising strong and hard right on, and Buffalo certainly has a defense that is hard to beat. And, you know, I just don't think New England has enough firepower on the offensive side to overcome the talents on those three teams.
All right, you're a big UMass Amherst fan. Frank Martin, we know, Kansas State, South Carolina, kind of a crazy nut bird, but he can get results. You know, UMass basketball hasn't been relevant for 20-odd years now after Calipari. The hockey program won a national championship in 2021 up there in Amherst. Where do you go with UMass right now? Give me a quick hit. Yeah.
Okay, a quick hit with for me is that they're 9-3 right now. They have only two players that return to the team. They have four transfers. They have four freshmen, three sophomores, two juniors. Frank Martin's doing a hell of a good job, a darn good job of getting these players to play. I've watched several games. I've watched three of their losses. They lost to Towson. They lost to UMass Lowell. And they lost to Northern Texas. But all three of those losses can be attributed to a strong, experienced players on those three rosters, where UMass has got their star player, Noah Fernandez, has an upper ankle injury, and he's been out of the games for the last four games. And yet they've only lost one in four, and they work hard. They're a pound and grind team. They never quit. Four of the games they did win this year at halftime, they were down by more than 10 points. Came battling back in the second half to win. They won one game by with a last second buzzer beater by Noah Fernandez. They have a strong, stable body of players who are working well together. They have a young fellow named Matt Cross who has had three triple-doubles, not triple-doubles, double-doubles. And, you know, they have some talent on this team. And I think in the A-10, originally, they were predicted to be 13th in the league coming out of the A-10 at the end of the year. Now, under Frank Martin and the way they're performing, they're predicted to come out number five with a possible NIT berth. And this is his first year as coach.
Like to see him get into the NCAA tournament, to be honest with you, Paul. Hey, listen, I owe you one on the backside. I'll do your show out there in New England. I appreciate you coming on, Paul, all right?
All right. I hope I gave you enough info on that UMass team. I've been following for a long time, and it's been a pleasure, and thanks for having me.
All right. Paul Rogers, broadcaster out there in New England. Great job. He's right in the shadows of the Basketball Hall of Fame out there in the Springfield, Massachusetts area, Hartford, Connecticut. And he teaches some young broadcasters out there as well. Fantastic work out of him. All right, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Again, we're going to get into holiday travel, but man, oh man, news on the NFL ticket. We got that. We got a big feud on morning television and maybe a big-time gold digger who's going to marry one of the owners of the NBA's one of the most elite franchises. A big-time gold digger. So we got that, people in the news, and a whole lot more coming up. I'm just looking at some of these text messages. They're just priceless. All right, 800-878-7529, 800-878-7529. It is two-way sports conversation across America and around the world on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, Sirius 217 XM 203. Internet app for Sirius is 967. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Keep it right here.
Moments like watching my grandson steal second mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
All right, we got a little U2 Live going. I want to say hi to my friend Liz Howard out at Brown University, Providence, Rhode Island, Warwick. Ben Carroll, Baseball Benny, Derek Evans. I know Brock Hines was in there earlier, a few other people. Just a few people on Facebook Live. We won't do that every day, but it's nice once in a while to mix it up here. Weather, a huge factor for the holidays. If you're out there listening in Radio Land, I'd love to hear from somebody who's out driving around somewhere where it's bad, because it's in the Midwest. We're talking 40 and 50 mile an hour winds. It's going to be absolutely crazy. So let me give you two numbers. The call-in number is 800-878-PLAY. We only got a small window, so you got to bang those digits and bring it hard and bring it with some passion. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529 would be the number. 800-878-7529. See my buddy Danny Villa up in Minnesota along the way. A lot of Minnesota people chiming in here. My buddy Rick Carter from the Chicagoland area. I got to get Brock Hines too lined up as we get into, you know, hockey. As we get through, of course, this was the shortest day of the year, right? Winter solstice, shortest day of the year. And now it's all downhill or uphill from here, as it were, because the days are going to get longer. The nights are going to be stronger than moonshine. You're going to go, I know, venture a highway by America, as I quote the lyrics. Anyways, how about the University of Iowa basketball team? How do you lose to Eastern Illinois? I understand the game was supposed to be tonight. I understand due to weather they moved it up to the afternoon. I understand that the building likely had a handful of people. How do you lose to a 4-9 Eastern Illinois Panther team out of the Ohio Valley Conference? That is a horrible, absolutely inexcusable loss for Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Absolutely brutal. All right. What else we got names in the news? Jay Moore, M-O-H-R. Anybody know who Jay Moore is? Yeah, he used to fill in for Jim Rome on Fox Sports Radio, had his own show there for a while. He is engaged to marry Jeannie Buss. Remember her? Jeannie Buss, know who she is? Owner of the Los Angeles Lakers, longtime partner of Phil Jackson, the coach. They split up. He took the Knicks job. He mailed it in with the Knicks, took a lot of money to do nothing, and a disaster. Jay Moore and Jeannie Buss. Boy, he's going to be accused of being a gold digger on this one. There's no question about it. And how about the Today Show? We have a legitimate, I mean a legitimate feud in the Family Feud at the Peacock Network, Rockefeller Center in New York. Hoda Kotb and Savannah Guthrie. This is all-out war. And you've got Jenna Bush, who comes on after the two-hour soiree with Kotby and Guthrie in the morning. You got Jenna Bush now, who's caught in between and refereeing it. And she's close to Hoda. You know, listen, I know guys are out there rolling their eyes saying, Marty, what are you talking about this stuff for? I'm just fascinated. You know, you had Matt Lauer, you had all this, you had divided camps. I just think the television stuff that goes on, the backstabbing, we saw it at CNN, we see it at Fox News. I'm just fascinated with it. There's something missing in my life. I mean, maybe I should back up a little. I'm fascinated with how petty these people can be. I mean, these people are making Matt Lauer was making north of $20 million a year. I'm not going to Google it and get into the salaries, but it's just the backstabbing and just the way they conduct themselves. And what you see on TV is clearly not what you're getting. It just cracks me up. So there is all-out war. So that's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. All right, some serious, legitimate television news is the NFL Sunday Ticket. Wall Street Journal, has a report. It looks like it's going to go to YouTube. Now, when Amazon backed out, that was it Amazon who backed out and Apple TV backed out too, I think. That was pretty much, you know, no one wants to say, well, you got outbid, you had the losing bid, so you're allowed to save face. You know, it's like you break up, you know, well, it was mutual. No, it wasn't mutual. You know, you were doing stuff wrong, she threw you out of the house. It wasn't mutual. And I love how they do that. So they allow them to save face. But anyways, it looks like YouTube, and this is a victory for the NFL fans. This is clearly a victory for the NFL fans because YouTube's going to be easy to get. DirecTV was a pain. And you can say what you want. Football is played oftentimes. You're going to see it this weekend in inclement weather. And when you get snow, you're out there taking snow off the dish. It's just a pain in the rear. I know internet and, you know, YouTube and some of this stuff among older people, you know, the senior citizens is difficult. But anymore, it's where we're going, folks. We're going to a paid platform. This over-the-air network stuff is going to be a thing of the past. I'm not saying that NBC, ESPN, ABC, and all their, you know, subsidiary companies are not going to be involved, but people, I mean, probably 60 to 70% of the audience of this radio program is via tablet. The idea of turning in a radio in the car, it's just, it's Bluetooth, podcast, audio files. That's where we are. And I was, you know, I saw this coming. But I was one of these slow comers to the party. I was like, I fought it. You know, I still read newspapers. I mean, I read online, but I still read the traditional old school newspaper. And those are a dying breed. They're going the way of penny candy. So that's just the world we're in. So the YouTube television model with the NBA, the NFL Sunday Ticket, and oh, by the way, I Freudian slip, NHL center ice, NBA full court, MLB, package, college football, it's going to be an on-demand pay-as-you-go or buy a season plan. It's just the way they're going. And this is, you know, you look at the money. Look at the Big Ten television network deal with Fox, the Big Ten network owned by Fox. It's ridiculous. And these member schools making money hand over fist. Coaches making ungodly amounts. And now the players, as we circle back to name, image, and likeness. It's why Caden Proctor is not going to honor his verbal commitment to the University of Iowa. He decommitted. He signed today with Alabama. That's just the way it goes. Follow, when in doubt, follow the money trail. And when people say it's not about the money, it's all about the money. That's a throwaway line. That's a cocoon. That's a so-called safety net. It's a mask. It's a shield. It's protective cover. It's not about the money. The minute those words roll off somebody's lips, know full well it's all about the money. Now let's go to San Francisco. Dateline San Francisco. Carlos Correa. Astros. Cooled his Jets post-scandal with the sign-stealing. Cools his Jets with the Twins. Disastrous season there. Signs with the Giants. And now he decommits and signs with Steve Cohen's New York Metropolitans. Money. Didn't want to deal with the Giants. Now, there's an interesting situation here. Were the Giants saving face and saying, you know what, we see something in your medical records we don't like? Using that as a facade for buyer's remorse when in deep down inside they felt like they overpaid, they took a lot of heat. A lot of the national media was killing the Giants saying, how can you give this money to a guy who's, you know, just not worth it, blah, 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 blah. But producer extraordinaire Dominic Jimenez made a good point. He's a huge Giant fan. He said, Marty, they have 8 years of medical records. All of a sudden this just pops up at a physical? And I agree with that. That's a very savvy take. I think it's buyer's remorse. And I think it may be, believe it or not, a mutual parting of the ways. I think Correa probably said, you know what, I don't want to do this. And then the Giants said, well, we don't want to do it either. We got, you know, don't forget, when they signed Correa, they had just lost out on Judge. They had just lost Rodon. So they were, the Giants were reeling here a little bit. You got to look at context. And if you look at the context, the Giants were really between a rock and a hard place. They were watching the Dodgers do things. They were watching the Padres, you know, fatten up with Bogarts, and of course the Padres panicked because they obviously lost out on the Judge situation, and they lost out on a couple other guys that they were seeking. You know, Verlander goes to the Mets. Everybody's making noise, and the Giants were sitting there going, what about us? And so, you know, they come late to the party. They come running with checkbook and pen in hand. I just think there's more to this than what meets the eye. I'm not buying this 100% the medical thing. I'm not buying it. It just, you know, it doesn't pass the smell test one iota. It really and truly doesn't. All right, so we'll keep an eye on a whole bunch. We'll get into tonight. Look, to me, a little bit of college basketball, some NBA tonight, not too bad, but there's a game on the ice between a team out west and the beast of the east in the NHL. There is some phenomenal, there's that word again, potential action on a slab of ice tonight. So we'll get into that as well as we talk the world of sports. But the big news today was, listen, the NFL Sunday Ticket to YouTube, they got to cross T's and dot I's. That is a huge, huge story because football fans, look, NFL football is number one in this country. College football, probably a close second. And then you got all the other pay-per-view platforms with DirecTV, and they're going to obviously you're going to lose out on all of them. It's just a matter of time. You're going to pay as you go. It's as simple as that. All right, we'll check the incoming text messages. A lot of weather reports, too. If you're traveling this weekend, which means tomorrow, I mean, it's a long holiday weekend, Thursday through Monday, you can already feel it. You could feel it after noon today. Everyone's into that holiday mode, grocery shopping, the malls, online. In our building, the Amazon truck was there a couple times. They got a big rack filled up, and it's just crazy. So we're getting into a long holiday weekend, and Mother Nature is going to inflict her or impose her will on a good portion of the country, and it's going to affect the NFL games on Saturday and Sunday. So we look forward to that as well. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. We'll look at what you're streaming about, what you're screaming about in the world of sports, and we will look towards the weekend and at least six games. At least, well, five or six games for sure that are going to be affected by weather, and that's subject to change. And it's not necessarily going to be the snow. It's going to be the game time temperatures. We're going to see some games potentially played in just brutal conditions, absolutely brutal conditions. And they're going to have potentially a huge impact on the postseason because it's that time of year. You get to week 16, week 17, week 18. As you know, we're getting into crunch time, and most, I think I counted at least six that were in the path of storms. Now, if you got a dome situation, you don't worry about it, but if it's not, there were, I believe, five or six games directly impacted by potentially really bad weather. So it's going to have a dramatic impact, including New England, because you've got the Patriots and Bengals, which is a huge spot for New England. They have to win out. They absolutely have to win out. They don't have any wiggle room. They lose one more time, it's over. And I think it's over now, to be honest with you, because I don't think they can win three and out. I just don't see it. You're asking them to beat Cincinnati, Miami, and wrap up with Buffalo. Now, they may catch Buffalo in a situation where they would rest everybody, but if New England's alive and vying for a playoff spot, Buffalo will have a moral obligation, a competitive obligation to put everybody out there and play. But oftentimes teams don't. So that's another thing that we'll keep our eye on. All right, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. It's Sports Byline Broadcast. We come back streaming and screaming about the world of sports. We'll run it down for you when we come back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Plus, we'll give you the high school spotlight. We're in the state of Iowa tonight. We will do that on the other side. 800-878-PLAY. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it ready.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All right, down the home stretch here on Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America. I don't know if I misread it or not, but I could have sworn it was Boston and Winnipeg tonight. I see Minnesota's playing. You got the Vegas Golden Knights. I think it's an NHL Wednesday for me. There's some NBA I might check out. And then the college bowl games, wake me up when a real bowl game is played, would you please? Some of these bowl games are just painful. I can't watch them. Now, I understand there's people that are – look, there's people that can do it. There's people out there wagering, having a good time. God bless them. I'm not one of them. There you go. Some other names in the news. How about a former player for Tom Izzo at Michigan State, Matt Ishbia, buys the Phoenix Suns and the Mercury for $4 billion. Wow. And NFL Sunday Ticket going to YouTube television. Major, major sports news with the media rights. So that's going to be – I hate to say it. I had the DirecTV ticket for years. It was great. You can see all the games. You got the – Red Zone channel and all that, but it's better placed on YouTube. It is. I like the move a lot. Not according to the Wall Street Journal today. There'll be more on that. We'll probably put up a TV or a media guest here in the coming days, because it's a big topic. We look forward to it. Again, today was National Signing Day, the early window. We'll do more on that tomorrow. Caden Proctor, of course, the big news in my footprint here in the Midwest as he leaves he decommits from Iowa, and he ends up going to Alabama. Just follow the money there, no question about it. All right, we want to honor some school systems tonight. We're in the Midwest, La Crosse, Wisconsin. My good friend Dr. Newkirk was superintendent up that way not too many years ago. So across the river from Minnesota and Iowa, La Crosse, Wisconsin, wonderful student athletes there. State of Iowa, Bettendorf, Cedar Rapids, and the Quad Cities area. So we're going to honor more high school student athletes in the days and weeks ahead. It's all brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your day across the country and around the world here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell, part of Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network. Adios.